It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. The most captivating narrator in a movie right now has to be a fierce, brave 6-year-old girl named Hush Puppy, with her frenzy of wild hair and white shrimper boots. Hush Puppy lives with her father in a ramshackle, isolated community called The Bathtub that clings to the Louisiana coast.
The Bathtub has more holidays than the whole rest of the world.
But they're perched on the edge of extinction. The Bathtub is cut off by a levee built to protect the other side.
One day, the storm's gonna blow, the ground's gonna sink, and the water's gonna rise up so high, there ain't gonna be no bathtub, just a whole bunch of water.
The movie is titled Beasts of the Southern Wild. It won top honors at the Sundance Film Festival and Best First Film Award at Cannes, and it's been getting lots of raves since. The 29-year-old director Ben Zeitlin joins me now to talk about it. Ben, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about this place where Hush Puppy lives with her father, because the word ramshackle that I used really doesn't begin to capture it.
Sure, yeah. I mean, the bathtub is this place that, like you said, has been cut off from the world. And, you know, it's this kind of extremely proud, extremely vibrant sort of survivalist place where people are, you know, kind of cut off from the economy. But at the same time, they're pulling a feast out of the water every night and celebrating. And it's this very joyful place that kind of exists on ingenuity and fearlessness and tenaciousness. And, you know, it's a group of people that under sort of the most hostile conditions are refusing to get pushed out of their homes and off their land.
And how did you find the places where you shot Beasts of the Southern Wild?
I got interested basically in, you know, I sort of wanted to see the front lines of where people were holding out, really at sort of what is ground zero of where the storms are landing, where the land loss is happening, you know, right where the oil spill was. You know, all these things are happening right off the coast. And so I started driving down to the very end of the road. There's about 5 roads that go out into the marsh, and I wanted to know, you know, what are these towns at the very, very end, and what is it that makes them so strong? And so when I got down to the bottom of Pointe-Aux-Chenes, Louisiana, I remember feeling like this was the first time I'd gotten to the end of the road, and there was this incredibly vibrant community right there at the edge. And so I sort of knew immediately that that was the place that most expressed this kind of fierce sentiment.
I want to ask you about the little girl who plays Hush Puppy. This is Quvenzhané Wallace, 6 mm-hmm. years old when you shot the movie, and she is so intense. You can't keep your eyes off of her. She's got a lot to say. Let's take a listen to one scene.
The whole universe depends on everything fitting together just right. If one piece busts, even the smallest piece, the entire universe will get busted.
And Ben Zeitlin, this movie rises or falls on the strength of her character. How'd you find her? She's not an actress.
No.
She is
she's
now.
A kid. Yeah, she is now, yeah. You know, we knew, like you said, that the whole film was her film. You know, it's from her point of view. It's a film that emerges from her mind, essentially. And, you know, we just searched and searched and searched. We looked at 4,000 kids over the course of about 9 months. And, you know, the moment she walked in, you have it on tape and you just see this wisdom and focus and tenacity and fearlessness in her eyes that she didn't have to say anything. You know, it's like you could put the camera on her face and you just see this whole world that she has inside of her that's so beyond her years. And so, you know, it was an absolute miracle that we found her.
Once you did find her, how much did she dictate or determine the character? In other words, how much did you change once you found Quvenzhané to say, oh, we're going to take this in another direction?
Yeah, I mean, totally. We do that for every element. The way that we try to work is not from this holy script that has to be executed exactly how it was written. It's all about finding these things that speak to us and then adapting the script to those elements. And for her, we started off doing many, many interviews. You know, sort of I would, before she ever looked at anything from the story or the script, I would say, tell me about what happens at the end of the world. And she would describe these, you know, her vision of that, which was these crazy things with people's hands falling off and their clothes burning up and the light in the sky turning on and off really fast, like all these visions that she has.
Wow.
And I remember, I mean, this is just one example, but I remember asking her, you know, if all these things were your fault, what would you do? And she said, I would just try to fix it. You know, I would do whatever I can to fix what I broke. And then I said, you know, what would you do to fix it? And she said, well, you know, I would always brush my teeth. I would, you know, listen to my parents. I would, it was something I never would have thought of, you know, that her concept is the way that you fix something is not by, you know, trying to, you know, she knows she can't change the world, that she's too small to actually change anything big, but she can be good. And by being good, somehow you can rectify what you've thrown off in the universe. And so that became a real principle of the character, that somehow you can restore order to the universe through your behavior.
I'm thinking about a line that she has in the movie. When you're small, you got to fix what you can.
Absolutely. And I believe that she wrote that line. You know, there's a lot of it's almost hard to parse out when you watch the film. For me, it's hard for me to remember what I wrote, what she wrote, what my co-writer Lucy wrote. It's very, very collaborative on every level.
I'm talking to Ben Zeitlin about his movie Beasts of the Southern Wild. There's a fascinating mixture in the movie between all of this realism, this ramshackle community on the coast, and then this mythical element, these magical beasts, prehistoric beasts called aurochs that are on a rampage. Talk about the dynamic between those two things, the realism and then the magical part.
Yeah, for me, you know, it wasn't – we spent a long time trying to, like, grasp just what that line was, and where it really fell into place, and this came out of the interviews with Quvenzhané, is that when you're six, there really is no – reality and fantasy dichotomy. You know, those lines are totally blurred when you're that age. You know, I remember having an invisible friend when I was that age, and you know, if my invisible friend like didn't show up to play with me, I would be sad. You know, that was a real emotion generated by something that adults were telling me wasn't there. And so, you know, these beasts and sort of all the mythical elements of the film are things that Hush Puppy believes are real, and the film doesn't kind of condescend towards that point of view. It sort of takes her at her word, and anything that she believes is real in the film. And so she's living in this extremely heightened state where she sees herself as this tiny little morsel of food on the planet that larger predators are going to come and eat, whether that's her father is going to be taken away by disease or her home's going to be taken away by storms in the ocean. And as that projects itself, these, you know, ancient extinct creatures defrost out of the ice caps as they're crumbling and wake back up and come charging together.
What does Quvenzhané think about all the attention and praise the movie's getting, and her in particular?
You know, she's little. It's not like she was raised to be some star or something or have a sense of what any of this stuff is. You know, we're always getting asked, you know, what's next? And she very coolly says, you know, fourth grade, got to stay on the honor roll. You know, it's just kind of part of her life.
Ben Zeitlin is director and co-writer of the film Beasts of the Southern Wild. Ben, thanks so much and congratulations.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.